Good day, Columbus, Ohio. This is your podcaster and your presidential candidate for National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, Kenny Hodge. I'm talking to Columbus today. What I'm about to share on this podcast, if it is applicable to any other station and branch in Local 304, grab it, hold on to it. But I'm talking to my branch right now. And when I say my branch, let me clarify exactly what I mean. I am a dues-paying member of the Columbus, Ohio Local 304 branch. So when I say my branch, like it is over 400 other mail handlers' branch. Are we good? Let us proceed. The other day, I put a little video on Facebook about the bids that are currently open in Columbus, Ohio. That'll be closing on the 14th. But let me tell you something about good strong union leadership. And I'm speaking from a level higher than Mike right now. I'm not talking about your branch. I'm talking about the local. We have bids that are posted that are just so incorrect. But when you ask anybody about it, you hear, oh, it's going to take time to get it fixed. No, it's not going to take time. It's going to take the right person tapping the right person. And when I say tapping, I mean an email, waking them up and letting them know of the discrepancy. You have none of that in this local. I'm sorry, but you don't. And let me tell you why I'm making such a big deal out of it, or not a big deal, but an important deal out of it. In Columbus, Ohio, you've got some bids posted right now that, stand by, you've got mail handler bids that've got a line on it that says, pay location 104, PTF clerk. Now, I've inquired to implant support and hire, and what I'm hearing is, it's a mistake. No, it's not a mistake. If it's a mistake, then you fix it. Is that hard? Now, I understand from talking with implant support that they were going to put some corrections up to it. But where is your union? Who's shaking trees on this? Because here's what I fear. And I fear it for you, because I'll be gone. Here's what I fear. They start posting jobs with PTF clerk, a line on there. First question is, why would anything about a clerk be on a mail handler bid? While you let that marinate, they start posting jobs with verbiage on it, PTF clerk. I can see the day where, because this is the type of management we have in Columbus, that they start asking mail handlers to do clerk work and then tell them, this is what you bid for. Yes, maybe I'm a little extra paranoid because I understand management probably like you probably never will. See, I understand that. So I'm going to avoid the rush and tell you up front that most of what you see coming out of there, they full of shit on a lot of stuff. But if you don't know, it takes you years to find out. I've already spent those years. So let's get these bids corrected. Another issue. You've got another bid on there for a pay location 222. Is that bundle sort? Is that apps? What is that? Because they got them both listed. They have them both listed as pay locations on this bid. Apps / lips / bundle sorter. First thing, lips are gone. We don't do the lips anymore. And the apps and the bundle sorter are two separate pay locations. So explain to me, how is that listed on one bid? But you know what? When you go talk to your union, what you hear is, well, that's how they always do it. My name is Kenny Hodge, and I want to be your next local president because I guarantee you that's not how they're going to continue to do it. But it's important that you understand this, because once you bid, now, if we have to press this to litigation, it would be relatively easy for the post office to say, this is what you ask for. And you'd have to look at it and say, did you bid for this? Well, yes, I did. Did you read the bid? Yes, I did. Did it say PTF clerk anywhere on your bid? Well, yes, it did. So now what is your real complaint? You bid on something knowing it's wrong, hoping they're going to correct it. No, let's correct it before it goes too far. And this is just some of the little details that is absent in Local 304. This is some of the details that I pay attention to. These are the details that branch presidents will be trained to pay attention to. Because see, when you pay attention to those small details, you know, postal management will take you on a different level of seriousness. Right now, I got to think that postal management, when they look at most of Local 304, they probably look at it as an extension of what it is postal management wants to do. And that might seem pretty hard, but if you don't agree with that statement, then I'm okay with it. But I'd be willing to bet you there's more people that agree with that statement than don't. So we got to change some things around. Support Kenny Hodges, candidate for local president, and not only in Columbus, but see, I'll maintain a visual on what's happening in all 23 branches, 22 branches, in every branch. That's the kind of leadership I want to bring to the position. Have a good day and support Kenny Hodges, local president, National Postal Mail Hunters Union, Local 304, a president with presence.